I'm Chris Lemke with Mission Network News. Most of the persecution headlines we share take place in the Middle East, but according to a recent report, the persecution of all religious minorities is rising globally. Open Doors USA is keeping tabs on persecution and helping Christians who are in harm's way. Emily Fuentes of Open Doors says patriotism is often a root cause.
It's really based off of what the nation holds as its own and dips down into a societal impact of Christians being discriminated against because they are not what the majority of the nation is.
All of this impacts mission work and the lives of Christians around the world. As you pray for persecuted believers, ask the Lord what He wants you to do. Then, take the action to help Christians in need at missionnews.org. Speaking of action, when's the last time you shared your faith with someone? The International Day of the Unreached, people who've never heard about Christ, is coming up in May. York Ospacher with Operation Mobilization says,
right now, today, our best estimates say that there are at least over 2.5 billion people, probably approaching 2.9 billion people in the world who are unreached. As we look at that stat alone, we as an organization just realize this is still the crying need of the day. We would urge believers everywhere to be not only praying, but looking at their own neighborhoods and their own sphere of influence to see how they can partner with us and participate in reaching the unreached.
Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want news that helps you pray for the world more intelligently? Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. It features all the day's news, complete with pictures and links to expanded mission news coverage. That's missionnews.org. I'm Chris Lemke.